Schimpfgarde.
A little big brown bear.
A big brown bear?
Yes.
Shall we sit at the table together?
Yes.
It's a bit dusty, isn't it? Is this a Teletubby jigsaw? Thomas, you've got one sock on and one sock off.
One sock off.
One sock on and one sock off. Oh, you've got it. One of the socks trapped between two pieces of jigsaw. Would you like to put your shoes and socks back on?
Oh.
Your shoes are on the table. Would you like to go and get them?
No.
No?
Sit down.
Sit down, right, we'll sit down and put the jigsaw, shall we? Let's look at the lid of the box. Right, the first one.
Pearl
on a scooter, so shall we make that one? Right, that's right, that's Pearl on a scooter. Mm-hmm. And next to that.
Me bear.
The big brown bear, that's right. Mm-hmm. So if we put those there, next to each other,
yes.
They look like the picture on the lid of the box. They're together, look, side by side.
That side.
This one is next to that one.
That is brown.
And each of these jigsaws is made with two pieces, look.
Four.
Two pieces. What's the next jigsaw on the box?
Lola and
her
ball.
Lola and her ball, so we'll make that one.
That one.
If we put these pieces together, This jigsaw puzzle's made with
three
pieces, look.
Two pieces.
The one of Pearl's two pieces, the one of Lala's three pieces.
One of big bear.
And how many is the one with the big bear?
40.
How many?
Two
pieces. And look at the lid, the next one. Who's that?
Dipsy.
So shall we make the jigsaw with Dipsy?
Thomas, do it now.
That's fine. Yes, Thomas,
go. Hello, it's shining.
Yes, sun's shining. There, that's Dipsy.
Yes.
And that's made with three pieces as well.
Oh, the white.
Three pieces that all fit together, side by side.
Side by side.
And look, the last two pictures on the box are of Tinky Winky and Nunu. And they're made with four pieces fitting side by side. Tinky Winky and
Nunu.
Look, four pieces side by side.
Oh, no, it's a big nose.
Yes, a big nose Nunu's got. It's the hose on the vacuum cleaner, isn't it?
Big nose.
So we've got six jigsaw puzzles, two are made with two pieces.
Molly,
oh, you can see a picture of a bunny rabbit on the jigsaw with Tinky Winky, can't you? Is the rabbit called Molly?
No.
And we've got two jigsaws made with three pieces, and we've got two jigsaws made with four pieces. It's good, isn't it? And what's the other jigsaw that you've got there, Thomas? Now don't try and have a look at the box, otherwise you won't know what's in it, will we? Do you want to put the pieces back together and back in the box? And you've got another jigsaw puzzle here.
Pop!
That's right, those pieces pop out of a board, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the farmer?
Farmer.
Oh, McDonald?
Yes.
Where does he fit?
Yes.
Is that the cow?
Mm.
Is plastic can fit in that one?
No. Foxes.
Look, he's fitted in. He's gone into the slot, hasn't he?
Orange.
Orange.
Yeah.
Who do you think fits in that slot?
Green. Orange.
Green and orange.
Orange.
Oh, are you checking the lights are on? Can you see a green one and an orange one? What can you see?
Orange.
Just orange.
Oh, red.
And red. Let me have a look. Yes, they've both got orange and green lights. They're both working well. And the little tape recorder has a red light, so everything's going well, isn't it, today?
Yes.
Good.
Orange.
Good. As long as both lights are showing up, green and orange. No, Thomas, don't touch anything there. Have we been to Ben's party?
Yes.
And what did he do at Ben's party?
Tea all done now.
Yes, you had tea there, didn't you? When we got to the park, you went up and down the slide and ran round the playground.
Mm-hmm.
And you went on the roundabout with the older children, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And then we went for tea.
Yeah.
And then we played in the park.
Park.
They had a nice birthday cake in the shape of a caterpillar.
Mmm. Stacks.
And what did we sing? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. What are you kissing my back? That's nice. Happy birthday to Ben. Happy birthday to you. That's right, you're blowing out the candles and you're clapping your hands. How old was Ben?
Three.
Three, and how old's Thomas?
Ben, two.
No, Ben's three. How old's Thomas?
Three.
No, Thomas is two. And you were sitting in the car with Ben and Charlotte, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte was in the middle and she kept putting your hat on.
Thomas coming,
yes.
He's a bloody giant!
That's right, you were all shouting see you in the morning and clap hands, weren't you? You were being very, very rowdy in the car, actually, Thomas. You were all being very rowdy.
My teeth.
You want to show me something?
My teeth.
What, Tom? Just a second, let me stand up. What do you want to show me?
My teeth. Damn it.
Pardon?
My lips and the teeth. Big steps.
You're taking your chair towards the door. Why are you doing that? Oh no, don't climb up on the furniture.
I know, the key.
Oh yes, you're looking at the keyhole. The key's not there, is it?
Huh?
No, the key's not in the door today. And we're going to go out later with Jo and her dog, aren't we?
Yes.
With Jo and Becky and Sooty.
Little Nollies.
Yellow Nollies. Yes, you're looking at the cover of a magazine. And it's got a picture of three girls, or ladies, all eating ice lollies, orange ice lollies. Mmm, but they taste nice.
That's a red tunnel. Red train.
Yes, a red train. Well, we can hear the train. We don't know if it's a red one.
The blue.
Yes, it could be a blue one, couldn't it?
This. White one.
It could be a white one. So did you enjoy the party, Thomas? Did you enjoy Ben's party?
It's good,
wasn't it? Yes, sweetheart.
Down,
that's right. You get down from the chair. You shouldn't be climbing up, should you? May I sit on your beanbag, please?
on your skins. Sit down on the beanbag.
And sit down on the beanbag, yes. I was going to have a look at the Teletubbies. Because they're all here, aren't they? What are they doing? What is that what they're saying? Well, Lala's sitting down, isn't she? She's sitting down, looking over her shoulder. Do you think Lala would like a nice lolly? The yellow one. Well, we could have done with some ice lollies this afternoon because it was so hot at the party, wasn't it?
Uh-oh.
Wasn't it hot, Thomas?
Oh, there you are.
You're pretending to give Lala a nice lolly. Lala's sitting down and dip. Oh. I've forgotten we hadn't taken the voice box out of Dipsy and he started chatting, didn't he? Is that what he said? Dipsy's the colour of your socks, green. No, Dipsy's going for a walk. He's walking slowly. Just a second, let's just see. Let's just take the voice out of Poe, because she wants to be quiet, doesn't she?
Yes.
Yeah, she wants to be quiet. What's Poe doing? Poe's jumping. Poe's... Poe's jumping. Look, she's jumping on the box, onto the table, and down onto Mummy's shoe. And now she's running. She's running around and around. Oh, Lala's got up, and she's skipping.
Skipping.
We skip, don't we, at music group?
Yes.
What do we sing?
Tip, tip.
Hippity hop.
Hmm?
Hippity hop, skip to the shop. Yes. To buy a stick of candy.
Yes.
One for you, and one for me, and one for Sister Sandy.
Sit down on the beanbag.
Yes, I'll sit down on the beanbag. If we're going to place those little wooden blocks through there, shall we just put this inside? Because otherwise they're going to make an awful noise when they land in the bottom, aren't they? We'll put that there and that'll just cushion it a bit.
And then?
You're playing with your shape sorter now, aren't you?
No,
we can leave that in.
No.
No, we'll leave it in, Thomas, otherwise it's going to make too much of a noise when it bangs down.
No.
No? Oh, dear.
Get it in the back.
You're putting the lid back on the box. They're little wooden shapes, aren't they? And you're posting them through a box. Oh, well done. That's the red man. He's gone through the slot.
Pop!
That's right. He's popped through the slot. Oh, another red man. Pop through the slot.
Beba, beba.
That's a red car, isn't it?
Beba, beba, up the steps.
It's gone up the steps. Has it onto the chair?
Down.
And is it going to go through the box?
Yes.
Very clever.
Okay.
Shall I turn it towards you so that you can see the shapes properly? All the shapes are made out of wood, aren't they?
Pop.
They're solid shapes.
Solid shapes.
Made out of wood.
Wood.
And they're different colours, three colours.
Three colours.
What are the three colours?
Green.
Green.
Red.
Oh, well done. What's that colour?
Red.
Red. And what's the other colour?
Red.
What's the colour of the duck?
Yellow.
Yellow. You've got red men. Red cars, green trees, and yellow ducks. Actually, there are four colours. There are blue houses, but I don't know what you're doing with the blue houses.
Sit in the chair.
Sit in the big chair. Are you sitting in Mummy's chair? I'm going to be sitting on your beanbag, so I suppose that's fair enough, isn't it? But Dipsy wants to go in the slot. Dipsy in the slot. Dipsy's going through the slot where the green trees go. Toe's gone through the slot where the red man goes. Pardon you, what do you say? Where's Lala going?
In the box.
Through the slot with the trees.
The big wing in the box.
Stinky Winky going in the box?
Yes.
Well, he's gone in, hasn't he? Oh, Dipsy's hat's empty now because all the Teletubbies have gone inside the box. Shall we put the trees there?
The Teletubbies in the big chair.
We're sitting in the big chair. Wonder where the blue houses have gone to, Thomas. That's very strange, isn't it? Look, Tinky Winky has arrived in a red car.
Yes.
And he's getting out.
Get out.
And he's saying, hello, how do you do? To a red.
Hello, do.
To a red man. What's he saying?
Bitching.
Is he saying, hello, how do you do, red man?
Bitsy.
I don't know what you're saying.
Bits.
And he's walking around the trees onto the duck pond, look. All these ducks are swimming on the pond. And he's gone to see the ducks. And Dipsy's done the same. He's got out of a car. Gone towards the man. Hello, how do you do?
Bitting. Bitting.
Is he skipping?
Bitting. Hello, little man.
Are the two men saying hello?
Hello.
Are they greeting one another and saying hello, how are you?
Hello, Paul. The man is the man, the Poe.
Is Poe talking to the man?
Little man. I kiss the man.
Oh, is Poe kissing the man? Poe kiss the man?
Two ones,
two red ones kissing a red man and a red Poe. Do you think Tinky Winky and Dipsy would like to kiss one another?
And then
are they shaking one another's hand and saying, how do you do?
I don't know.
Where's Thomas gone? I don't know, I can't see him. Thomas, where are you? Thomas. He's gone very quiet. I think he must have had a very busy time at the party. And he's... There he is! I was just about to say he's had to go and hide to rest. But I can see him. What are you doing? Are you hiding? Hello? You're lying on the floor looking very tired, aren't you? Oh, poor Thomas, he's had a busy day. And when you were playing with Isabel in the park, you were throwing a ball, weren't you?
Yeah.
And I thought it was Isabel's ball and it belonged to a dog, didn't it? And Isabel and Mummy said, don't throw it in the trees, didn't she? What did Isabel do? She threw it straight into the tree, didn't she? Did her mummy get cross? What did her mummy say? What did her mummy say when the ball went in the tree? Oh, Tittlemouse, are you so tired? Perhaps the Teletubbies would like to go for a walk in the farmyard. They could go up to the farmer and say, hello, how do you do? And then they could walk around the farm, past the trees, and the ducks in the duck pond. And they could go and see the cow. What does the cow say?
Moo.
And then they could go and see the sheep.
Sheep.
What do sheep say?
Bah.
Bah. And then they could go and visit the pig. Oink, oink. Oink, oink, says the pig. Oink, oink, says the pink pig.
Hello.
And there should be a cockerel as well, but I don't know where the cockerel's gone to. What does the cockerel say? We look every morning at the cockerel on the cornflake packet, don't we? Where's the cockerel? And the farmer's holding a little chick in his hand. Can you hear the train?
Red! A red one.
A red one, a red train. Oh, are you coming for a cuddle with Mummy? Oh, darling, darling.
Wait, Thomas Duck.
Thomas what?
Thomas Duck.
Thomas on, you've got on the back of the beanbag with Mummy, have you?
Big steps on.
Big steps on, yes, you had to climb up. You're holding on to my hair.
No. Again.
Getting down. Oh, you're getting up again. Thomas going up and down the big steps. Climbing the stairs. Are you a little bit tired, Thomas? Oh, you're a big heavy boy. Are you going to help Mummy sort through this washing now?
No.
No? It needs sorting, doesn't it? Oh, be careful because you haven't got your shoes and socks on. If you tread on those little wooden bricks, they're going to hurt, aren't they? You didn't fall in the park today, did you?
Yeah.
You were running between the slide and the roundabout saying, sore knee, no sore knee. You didn't get a sore knee. What have you done? Taking the cushion off the chair? And you're playing with the webbing underneath, aren't you? Oh, that's nice. It's a lovely guitar, isn't it?
Dad!
It sounds like you're strumming a guitar, Thomas.
Dad!
He plays the guitar?
Yes.
He plays the guitar?
Dad.
Julian?
Julian.
Julian at Bama Drum Time plays the guitar, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Haven't seen Julian now for a couple of weeks, have we?
Yeah.
It's making a lovely noise, isn't it? Are you going to sing a song?
Yes. In a minute.
In a minute? What are you going to sing?
Dinner party.
What are you going to sing? Oh, that's lovely. What's Thomas going to sing for Mummy?
Baba Sheep.
All right, then you sing Baba Sheep. You were singing songs with Sarah the other day, weren't you? When Sarah came to play on... Whoopsie-daisy. On Saturday, you were singing songs.
Yes.
Did you sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star?
Yes, the Baba Sheep. Yes.
Baba Sheep. Baba Black Sheep, have you any wool? Is that what you were singing?
Baba Sheep, any wool? Yes, I'll buy it. Get the roots.
Oh, you missed quite a lot out. We had Baba Sheep, any wool? Yes, a boy who lives down the lane.
Yeah.
You missed some out, didn't you? Well, be careful now, because if you're sitting in the rocking chair and the cushion isn't on it, you might fall off.
Yeah.
Oh dear, what a mess.
The baby ducks, the baby ducks.
Good night, Thomas.
Thomas.
Simony?
No.
You've got your head on the cushion, haven't you, on the floor? And you're playing with your racing car.
Good night,
Thomas. Do you think you're going to bed?
No.
Just didn't think you would. We're supposed to be going out with Joe and Becky.
Going back to sleep.
Well, we can't go out if you've gone to sleep, can we?
No.
I think it's the heat, actually, Thomas, that's making you so tired.
Good night,
Lily. Good night, Thomas.
See you in the morning.
See you in the morning, sweetheart. Are you going to go to sleep in your cot?
Yes, please. Dad.
Or do you want to sleep in Mummy and Daddy's big bed?
No.
Oh, good. Want to sleep on your own like a big boy? Well, you usually start off in our bed, don't you? Because you can't.
No. I'm leaving.
Oh, dear, you've fallen down. You come into Mummy's bed and Mummy reads you stories, doesn't she? And then when you've fallen asleep, I pop you into your cot. That's why you always wake up in the morning in your cot. Did you ever wonder how you got there?
Hello, Lily.
Are you going to put these clothes in the washing machine for Mummy?
No.
No? Or are you going to leave me to do it all on my own?
Busy backside bike.
You're sitting on your bicycle.
With boxes. Terry keeps me drop two bikes on. David drop. Terry drop. Thomas drop. David drop.
David truck. Thomas truck. Is that what you're saying?
David
Are you talking about Uncle David's big truck?
The big bike truck. No.
The brakes on the bike, are you making a noise? Is that what you imagine the brakes sound like? Thomas, do it. Thomas would like to put some clothes in the washing machine, would you, Mummy? We've got a lot of ironing to do tonight, Thomas.
Yes.
I think when you've gone to bed, that's what Mummy's got to do. You're a clever boy, aren't you, helping? Are you a clever boy? Yes?
Yes.
Oh, this is a clever boy. Well done. Thank you. Shall we have a snack, Thomas?
Not a snack.
You can have a smack if you want one, but you don't deserve it.
Yes.
No, I don't think we'll give you a smack, Thomas.
No.
No. You don't need to smack you, do we?
No.
Not today, not yet.
Not
you're lying on the floor again.
Bike.
Lying with your bicycle. Shall I put the Teletubbies in the back of the bicycle?
Oh, yes, please.
Anyway, you can take them for a ride, can't you?
Great.
Oh, I don't think they'll all fit in, will they?
Right. Red chair,
that's right. You're putting Pam in the red seat of the car, of the bike. Are you squashing them in?
Squash in.
I like Poe. Well, look, Purdy wants to come in now.
No. Big nose.
Oh, don't tell Freddy she's got a big nose. That's not nice.
A busy one.
Would you like some of these little sandwiches? A piece of cheese. Oh, bless you. Oh dear, did she?
Well,
don't give Freddy that to all your Thomas.
Cheese.
Yes, well, you've thrown it on the floor and she's eating it because Purdy likes cheese. But listen, Thomas, cheese is something that Purdy likes, but mostly Purdy likes her own food. So we mustn't give Purdy our food.
Okay.
And we must never, ever, ever eat Purdy's food. She's enjoying that cheese, though, isn't she?
Yes.
Oh, I bet she thinks it's Christmas.
And
more. No, don't give her any more. She's got enough, Thomas. She'll be poorly if she eats any more. Yes, you see, she hasn't managed all that, has she? No, you mustn't touch it now. Purdy's had it now. Once it's gone on the floor, that's it. We can't have it again, can we? Would you like something from this plate?
Yes.
Crisp. And some small sandwiches, aren't there? Going underneath my legs.
Got it rope.
Thomas, don't do that.
No, thank you.
She's looking a bit frightened, isn't she?
Mm.
Right. Well, we're giving Purdy a tin of food. This is what Purdy likes to eat, Thomas. A blue one, that's right. It's Whiskers, but it's got a blue label. It says with tuna.
Tuna.
Tuna. It's a fish, isn't it?
Fish.
So we're giving Purdy some...
A blue one.
Fish, that's right. On her plate. There we are, we'll let her eat it.
He's on the bike.
No, don't move the bike while Purdy's eating. No, no, just on the watcher. Don't upset her while she's eating.
No. No. Tea time.
Tea time, yes, so we can have these few sandwiches. It's funny today because you had lunch, didn't you? And then we've been to the party and we've had sausage rolls and sausages and sandwiches and crisps. And pizza.
Pizza. Chips.
Chips, yes, there were some chips and chicken nuggets, weren't there? And what's
Isabel.
Yes, Isabel was there. She was sitting opposite you at the table. And did you have jelly and ice cream?
Yes. It's your body got hands!
That's right, see you at the party, clap hands. That's what you and Ben were saying to one another, weren't you? See you at the party, clap hands. It looks like it's going to rain now, Thomas. It's gone quite dull.
No rain.
It's been so hot this afternoon, hasn't it?
Oh, hot.
A hot day.
The rain.
No, you can have it. That's a sandwich. You can eat a sandwich.
No.
No.
But Mom.
Oh, you're lying down on the sofa now. What a tired Thomas. You've worn yourself out, haven't you, with all that sliding? Up and down the slide.
Mmm.
Your hair's all stuck to your head.
With sweat.
With sweat, that's right. Ugh. I like the way you said that, sweat. It's sweaty, isn't it? Sticky. Did we give Ben a birthday present?
Roses.
Thank you. Oh, I don't know what that is, Thomas. That doesn't look very nice, does it?
No.
Do you like another little sandwich? What did we give Ben? We gave him a Teletubby football. Mm-hmm. Because that's what he'd asked for. And we bought him a jigsaw from Marks and Spencer's. Mm-hmm. And what was on the jigsaw?
Red, blue, green and blue.
There was a green bus and a red fire engine and a white ambulance. Mm. There were all sorts of trains and diggers and cars, weren't there?
A mixer.
A mixer. I can't remember there being a mixer, but there might have been. Did we wrap it up in Teletubby paper? We cut some paper and wrapped the presents in it, stuck it down with sticky tape.
Yes.
And then we wrote little labels, didn't we, to Ben, wishing you a happy birthday with love from Thomas.
Yes. 3, 2.
That's right, he's 3, you're 2. And we bought him a card with a badge on saying, I am 3 today. Would you like a little break, sweetheart?
A little sweet. A break.
A break?
A break. It does. A
I was meaning a rest when I said a break. I think you were thinking I mean a break.
I've done fish.
All done fish? Has Freddy finished eating that fish?
I don't know.
All done now. Well, tell you what. I'll get a clean plate.
Clean plate.
Because she's spilt a little bit of the food on the floor, hasn't she? So I'll get a clean plate and I'll scrape the food back onto the plate, and then we'll put that little bit of cheese with it.
Cheese.
And then we'll put it on a clean tray and cover it up, because it's a warm day and we might get some flies if we're not careful.
I want flies.
We don't want flies, do we?
No.
Just let Mummy pick the cheese off the floor before you ride over it with your bicycle.
Yeah.
Otherwise it can make a mess, won't it? Now don't ride on it, Thomas. Just wait. Wait a moment, please.
That.
There we are. All done.
And a more coming now.
More coming now. There's no more cheese on the floor. It's a little bit of paper. This is the tray that we put Purdy's plates on.
I'm crying now.
She's crying now, isn't she? Purdy's crying now.
She's a big baby nose.
Baby nose. So she, yeah, she's got a tiny nose, Purdy, hasn't she? That's the tray we put Purdy's food on. What's it got a picture of?
Loaf.
A cow.
Cow.
What's that?
Lion.
A lion? No, it's a sheep.
Sheep.
And what about that?
Hello.
A cock. It's got three farm animals on it, hasn't it?
What's she doing?
What's Purdy doing? I don't know. What is she doing? Where's she going?
Look. Purdy? Look.
No, she's not answering.
No.
Oh dear. Purdy, where are you?
No. No. Look.
No. Don't know where she is, do you?
No.
She disappeared.
I'm a dream.
Disappeared? All gone.
Oh, baby. I don't know. Well, she's coming. More cheese.
No, she doesn't want any more cheese, Thomas.
But
I think she's had quite enough for one day, don't you?
Yeah. Down.
Are you checking the trailer on the back of your bicycle? She's not in there, is she? Purdy's not in the back of the bicycle, is she?
No. Yes.
We're going to go to playgroup tomorrow.
Baba, sheep, then the dog came.
No, it's not the playgroup where we sing songs, so we won't be singing Baba Black Sheep. And bang a drum time, as you call it, music lessons are finished now until September. So we're not going to bang a drum time, we're going to playgroup at Field and Park. That's the playgroup, Thomas, where we get toast and drinks. Mummy gets a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And Thomas gets a drink of blackcurrant juice, and we each get some toast.
Toast!
Which is really nice, isn't it? You sit at the table with all the other children. So that's what we're doing tomorrow. going to that playgroup, aren't we? Oh, that's a Joe.
A Joe. Mama.
It might well be Joe this time, yes. Went out.
Mixer on a roll.
The mixer going around and around. And what colour was the mixer?
Orange.
Orange?
Yes.
And what was the builder doing? Was he putting gravel?
They were rolling along.
Yes, he had some gravel, didn't he? Some little stones.
Yeah, the stones.
He had them on his shovel. And he was loading them into the mixer. And it was going round and around, wasn't it? And you were dying to tell somebody what you'd seen, and I said, let's rush home and tell Daddy, and we've got here, and Daddy's not home, is he?
No.
Said you could tell Purdy as well, though.
No, Purdy.
No, I don't think Purdy's here. Nobody's here. You were so enthusiastic about telling people.
Daddy, I'm in the mixer on the wrong. Cream.
Can you hear the ice cream van? I can. There's a lady coming round collecting catalogues as well, so I'm going to leave this outside.
Uh-oh!
Because we don't want anything, do we? So. Hello, we're all right this time. Thanks very much. Bye-bye. Did we give the lady the book back? The lady was collecting the book, wasn't she?
What?
You didn't want anything this time.
The box.
Have you got my purse?
Money.
Monies?
Big monies.
Big monies? Is this your mummy's money? Yeah. We've been to the shop, haven't we?
Your money. Joe.
That's right, we went with Joe, didn't we, and Becky.
Sutty.
And Sutty, but Sutty had to stay outside. Sutty wasn't allowed in the shop.
Yeah.
So Joe and baby Becky.
Baby Becky.
And Sutty all stayed outside.
Oh yes. Joe went that side.
So you went inside the shop. You came inside and you talked to the man. Oh, where's Purdy? I thought she was outside.
Purdy, the mixer won the roll.
Oh, yeah, so she was interested, wasn't she?
Yes.
Yeah, she was really thrilled that you told her about that.
Mixer won the roll.
Yes. Well, on Wednesday, when Grandma and Grandad come to look after you,
the mixer won the roll.
Tell Grandad which house the mixer's at, and you and Grandad can go for a little walk on Wednesday.
The mixer.
And you can watch the mixer go round and round. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
I can see Felix look under the table outside.
Mixer, the table.
Yes. Felix under the table, and Purdy's just gone outside. Oh, now look who's come home. Who's this?
No, Daddy.
Daddy's come home from work, hasn't he?
Yes, my black juice.
Oh, yes, he bought some blackcurrant juice the other day when he came home, didn't he? He'd been to the shop. I don't think I have any.
Mix a roll and roll.
That's right, you can tell them, can't you?
Daddy, mix a roll and roll.
You can tell him when he comes in. what you've seen.
The mixer, one alone, Daddy.
You've seen the mixer?
One alone.
Where did you see the mixer?
Yes, it's left in the room.
Mr. Ingham, near Joe's house. And he was desperate to tell Daddy that he'd seen a mixer, an orange mixer, and he weren't here when we walked in.
The mixer, hello, Daddy. Hello.
Hello.
The mixer won the road.
Have you been a good boy today?
Yes, the mixer won the road. The mixer won the road.
Well, he told Purdy that he'd seen the mixer and she went outside. She wasn't very interested.
Mixer table.
What was he doing, Thomas? He had some little stones, didn't he? And he put them on his shovel and put them into the mixer. Yes?
Mixer, Paddy. Hello.
Are you saying hello to Felix and Purdy? Don't go out, Thomas, please.
Yes, Paddy,
oh, look. What are they doing, Purdy and Felix?
Yeah.
Well, is that what Purdy's doing? She's just screwing her eyes up and staring at Felix.
Mind the trees.
Mind the trees. Come inside.
Come on in.
You're going back to playing with Mummy's money. Thomas, come back, please. Come here. What are you doing? Putting all the money from Mummy's purse into the back of your bicycle. And on the floor, are you throwing it on the floor? We've got some bilberries there, haven't we, for Grandma? We've got them in the fridge. And then when she comes on Wednesday, we must remember to give them to her. You like playing with Mummy's money, don't you? It's just beginning to spot with rain outside.
Rain.
Might cool the air down a bit if it rains, because it's been very, very hot, isn't it? You were tired too because we've had a busy day.
Yes.
It makes lots of noise when you're throwing the coins into the back of the bicycle, doesn't it? Make lots of noise, Thomas.
Yes.
You like noise, then, don't you? What sort of noise are they making?
Darings.
And they make what sort of noise? Banging, aren't they?
I'm a knee.
Underneath?
Yeah.
Are they all going underneath the bicycle?
Yeah.
Mummy's just sorting out her bag.
Bag.
Seeing what we've got left after you've
emptied
my purse. We need to put more nappies in the bag, don't we? Are you going to put all that money back into Mummy's purse?
No, in the bike.
No, you're leaving it in the back of the bike? Well, the trouble is, Tim, when we go shopping, we'll have Mummy's bag with us, but we won't have your bicycle, will we?
No.
And so when we go into a shop and want to pay for something...
The mall.
Yes, the next time we go to a shop, we won't be able to pay for anything.
Mama's coming now.
Look, there's a big shiny one. That's 10 pence.
And this and the pence. How much?
That's 10 pence.
Hello.
Shining?
A pocket.
A pocket? Have you been putting money in your pocket? That's cheeky, isn't it?
Bye-bye, see you in the morning.
Oh, bye-bye, see you in the morning. That's right, you've run off with all my money. Oh, poor Mummy.
Poor Mummy.
Oh, Mummy's money's gone from her purse. It's all gone into Thomas's pocket. Isn't it? No, you can't take him a draw, can you?
No, Mum.
Oh, thank you. Where's Mummy's purse? Would you like to start putting it back into my purse, please? Back into Mummy's purse. I think I should have counted that money before you started.
Yes.
So that I knew exactly how much we had. I don't think you've pinched any though, have you?
No.
No, there's some on the floor.
On the floor.
And there's some in your pocket.
Yes.